Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, today is the day after Cinco de Mayo. It is the 6th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Good morning, Ben. And
good morning.
National Days.
National Beverage Day.
Oh, okay. Oh. Just beverage.
It's beverage. Just yeah.
Beverage. No, this is Sesta Mayo.
Sesta Mayo.
Yeah, so right. Ses means six, so that would be like at home only.
This is
your two triples.
Two triple what?
Two triple. I don't know. Triple kisses.
Triple kisses. Okay. Anything else?
It's National Bike to School Day.
Oh. Something that they're making it National Bike to School Day that we did.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
Okay.
I liked biking to school.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I did that in 7th and 8th.
Because on the way home, you can be just, it takes you an hour longer to get home than it does to get to school.
It's the first time I actually felt
like an adult.
Like, well, not, yeah, there's a sense of freedom, but, you know, we lived on the American River, so I could actually take, if I wanted to take the bluff to Rio Americano, or I could take the other way, but I like, because you know, you, it's like driving. Now you have a sense of freedom, but my bike, and it was in the pottery shop that I would, you know, back when they had pottery in school, and I loved that. My bike was stolen. My first 10 speed.
Oh no.
And so I came back and I was like, where, but of course I didn't lock it up, you know, I didn't think about it, so that kind of, you know, kind of took away a little bit as sourness, but you know, when you start to.
What bike is that you have now?
I actually gave that away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, finally.
It
is a 78 Schwinn.
Yeah.
That was cool. It was my grandmother's.
Worth $43,000.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Anyway, okay.
It's going to be 83. Now, it doesn't feel like that at all outside. I was outside before, and it's overcast still. I was outside before the light actually came up. But today it's calling for about 83, mostly clear. Tonight with 56. Thursday's calling for 85. Thursday night, mostly clear skies with around 58. Friday, 87. Now, here we go. Saturday, 94. And Mother's Day on Sunday, 95. So that's what we've got here with our forecast ahead of us here in the North State. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. It is a veteran-owned business. You can reach them by calling 365-3793.
Okay. Our guest today, you know, we say this about a lot of people, but this is one of our favorite people. And he is the president of the Reading Rodeo Association. And his name's Ted Bambino.
Good morning.
Good morning,
buddy.
Great to be here.
Hey, well, you've got a smile on your face.
Still,
I know you're in the middle of all the, and you've got color, of course, because you've been out working the grounds. But,
Tell our listeners, you know, what's the president of the Reading Rodeo Association? What are your duties there?
Oh, my gosh. Guidance, I guess, would be the main thing is we have such a large, great group of volunteers. You just try to get things in line so you can have them show up and do what needs to be done. And that's from, you know, Skip running the grounds. I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's got that dialed. But my duties are, you know, working with our arena director, working with Skip, working with Michelle from My Umbrella to do our program, to do our advertising, to work with the city of Reading on our lease program, to do your insurance, to do public relations with like this, to oversee our and be part of the Reading Rodeo, Friends of the Reading Rodeo Foundation. The president is part of that board as well. So we got a lot of things going on there.
Where? Like what? The Friends of the Rodeo, some of us would want to know, okay, we're going to be promoting rodeo. Mm-hmm. We're going to be promoting ticket sales.
Correct.
We're going to be promoting Please Come Here and all the wonderful sponsors and volunteers, all volunteers.
Right.
But what is Friends of the Reading Rodeo?
Okay, our structure is Reading Rodeo Association is a 501c4, which is the nonprofit organization. So we put on the rodeo, we have all the funds that go through the ticket office and all of that, and we pay our expenses with the sponsor monies and with the rodeo ticket sales and then with the entries, and then we pay our purse out of that. And then, you know, the functionality of the rodeo itself is through Reading Rodeo Association. The Friends of the Reading Rodeo is our 501(c)(3) portion of the organization, which it is the organization that will be actively and has been active, but it'll be more active now that the lease is complete, raising money and funds for major improvements with our facility over the next 45 years. So what we can do is we can go and we can accept grant monies, we can accept private monies, we can accept monies for sponsorships towards the facility. There's a lot of avenues that we can do now, and we can seek because we have that lease. And that's what the foundation does, is the foundation people and the board on the foundation are the ones in the community going out and seeking that money. So there's a lot of things going on. I think maybe after rodeo we can, you know, reconvene back and I can share a little bit of the plans that are going on with that. The Hall of Fame that we have normally in the Reading Rodeo is ran by the Friends of the Reading Rodeo. And the Hall of Fame Gala, which we had in the past 3 years on Tuesday of Rodeo Week, has been changed to October. A lot of reasons for that. One of the reasons is it becomes very cumbersome to try to put on a Hall of Fame dinner in the middle of Rodeo Week.
Right.
It was just a different venue, a different crowd we tried to, you know, adhere to get in there. We wanted to raise funds for the Hall of Fame, but we wanted to recognize the Hall of Fame. So this year with the Hall of Fame, we will have all our Hall of Fame people and recipients of the Hall of Fame this year will be announced every night of the rodeo. So Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, in the president's box in the center of the arena will be the family of the recipients of the Hall of Fame this year. They're, unfortunately, I guess, if you would, they're all deceased, but they have a large amount of history with the Reading Rodeo to be where we're at today from these folks.
Well, it's meaningful for the families as well to know that they're
Absolutely.
Recognized. And then I'm sure the announcer and somewhere it would be like, now join us in October as we
Absolutely.
Have our Hall of Fame Gala.
Right. And the gala will be kind of twofold. It'll be recognizing the Hall of Fame recipients, but also be announcing the plans going forward with the fundraising efforts and what we're going to be fundraising for.
Okay,
sounds great. Our fundraising obviously will be towards the facility.
So. Okay, excellent. Okay, now we're seeing that.
We're here with Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo Association, kind of talking about the makeup of the association that people may not know of. It's, you know, several working entities here.
Yes.
That, especially after getting the 45-year lease, which means that the rodeo can step forward. And, but we're going to talk about that probably at a different time.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of moving parts on that thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take our first break and we're going to be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bob can buy the river May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to reddinghomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Always streaming live on kcnrradio.com. This is your talk radio. And as you hear our sponsors going in and out, many of these sponsors have been with us, and we're so happy. A lot of veteran-owned businesses for 17 years, one of which is what Carl's going to tell you about.
Jeff. Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. For the best, call Wurst.
Shout out.
There you go. The Windshield Whisperer, he's been doing this a long time. He's been through all the schools, and now he knows even more. He could probably teach the classes at this point. Quality workmanship, his work that he guarantees for the life of the windshield. When he repairs your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff fixes it, brings it into climate-controlled areas and fixes it. And then, like I said, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance with your family safety. Don't be driving down the road and all of a sudden that little bitty chip becomes a crack that goes across your windshield. Bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we're here with Ted Bambino, who is the president of the Ready Rodeo Association.
Yeah.
And he was telling us, you know, how the association is made up, and then talking about the Friends of the Rodeo, which, you know, it's 501c4 and 501c3.
Correct.
501c3.
Correct.
And, Ted, how long have you been associated with the rodeo?
This is my ninth year.
Your ninth year. Yeah. And you went up the ranks quick.
Well, I don't know about that, but I just felt when I joined the rodeo, and of course, when I do anything, I'm on the board at Bella Vista Water, and I have been for 13 years. If you're going to do it, you give your heart and soul, and you two amplify that, you know, in everything you do in this community. But I just wanted to give my God bless talents back to the community, and however I can do that best, you know, is what I try to do. And my wife is also, Erin's also involved.
Erin, yes, if you're listening, Erin, hey.
Yes, she is. Hi, Erin.
She used to give me a bad time early on about spending so much time with Rodney. Oh, my gosh, another. And now she's actually,
right.
I don't want to say worse than I am, but worse than I am.
Well, when I joined, and then it was after that, Linda ends up in the auxiliary. It just makes it easier.
Yeah. It does.
Well, we've always had a heart because the rodeo represents, in my opinion, the American dream.
Absolutely.
And the hard work. I mean, I grew up, you know, in 4-H where I can't say I'm a writer like some of these gals are super good writers, but the appreciation of ranching, the family life, the cowboy code. And we always have to go back to the cowboy code. So, I think what happens in the rodeo gets emotional because when they do the prayer and when they, you know, honor, the flag and family and, it's a place that you can go to and feel this pride of, you know that every person out there in the arena have just gone through what it, the steps and having a hard fought life. One that's blessed.
And to add on to that now, you know, the tradition in the years of Redding Rodeo, and now we've included our friends at the Rancheria.
Yeah.
And you talk about the warm and fuzzy feelings. It's a real warm and fuzzy feeling for me, and I'm not an indigenous, I'm an Italian, right? So when Jack blesses the ground at the rodeo, because their families and their heritage is alongside the banks of the Sacramento River, and we're right there bucking on the river, and now they're part of that on Wednesday, and it makes it even more special for our community.
It I think it does.
Full community event.
And when they see the relationship we have with Redding Rancheria, there's
right.
the other committees, even yeah. you know, in California here, they want to know how we did that.
Yes.
And I mean, and this came from both sides, both from the Rancheria and the Rodeo Association.
It's called respect.
Yeah.
It's called respecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what came became right, Carl, and that's what you feel the night of, is this.
Yeah,
this
it
we're
is.
We're here on a common today and to, on our land, and we respect you, and
yeah.
they get to show their culture, and it's a beautiful marriage.
It is 100%, and you speak to that. You know, I did a speech presentation to the Association of Rodeos of California. There's 36 of them there in Salinas. Couple months ago, and they wanted to know more about our relationship with the Rancheria, so I had Jack and Maria do a little video clip and present their end of how this relationship is important to them as well. And a lot of them come up and ask me, now how do you do it? How did you get into it? I go, it's all about their heritage. We know it's the casinos. We know that the casinos are, you know, a big portion of these rancherias. That's not where the focus point is. The focus point is on their heritage and the unity that we now have. You know, a lot of them will joke, oh, they're Cowboys and Indians. I think Jack probably jokes about it more than anybody. But, you know, those are the days of trouble and trials and tribulation. Today are the days of unification and growing the Western way of life together with their indigenous people and what they have.
I think the word respect is big there.
Huge.
Respect on both sides.
Right.
And the Rancheria is our community, just
yes.
like the rodeo
yeah.
is our community. And
yeah.
they add a lot to our community, just like the rodeo does. And as Linda said, that it's kind of like, you know, this is America's sport. I mean, we
yes.
talk about football and baseball, but rodeo, you're there, and it's one of the two sports that starts with a prayer, then the national anthem. I mean, everybody's standing for it, too,
mm-hmm.
and those hats are off. There's nobody kneeling at
And in Redding, California, our flybys generally are the geese coming from the cemetery on cue.
On cue. I don't know.
7:05.
How do you do that, by the way?
You go down there at 7:05 tonight, they're practicing.
They're practicing right now.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and they fly over, and that's our flyover, and it's great.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about an event that's happening coming up.
Okay.
And
about all the events.
Well, especially the one that is a kind of got a new name.
The launch party.
Yes.
Yes.
And what that looks like that's happening over Mother's Day weekend.
Also, my friends, if you want to go see the rodeo, listen to what we're going to say when we get back from this break, because it's taken to heart what I'm saying. I'll be this for weeks, but trust me and believe me when we get back.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Franciscat has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Stripped
away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters. Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Redding Balloons and Face Pinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker
back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th. Stripped away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees. Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters. Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
It's time to kick back, forget about your trouble, and have a good time.
Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to welcome
Uncle Cracker back to the Event Center stage Friday, August 14th.
Stripped away with his signature laid-back blend of country, pop, and rock.
Spiked with a splash of hip-hop.
Tickets for this feel-good summertime show start at just $25 plus fees.
Smile as you enjoy over two decades of multi-platinum top starters.
Reserve tickets today at WindRiver.com.
Your adventure begins here.
Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
All rodeos music today, buddy.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And we're here with Ted Bambino, who is president of the Redding Rodeo Association. And we've got something new starting Saturday.
We do.
And that's going to be the, May the 8th.
Ninth.
Yep. Saturday.
Saturday the 9th. Yep. So this year we are going to have, Reading Rodeo launch party. And, typically in years past, it was called the Steak Feed. And, Steak Feed was great, everything, but we got a new youth energy that's kind of, taken this by storm, and it actually started, with one of our sponsors. I was talking with her in the off season, and, Jennifer with, Edward Jones mentioned to me, like, you guys need to do like some low end concert type things, cause people in Reading, young people in Reading, just like going to the rodeo grounds. They love the rodeo grounds. They love the ambiance there, the tradition there. And so the Steak Feed needed a little bit of work, so we changed it to a launch party. And what we're doing is we're incorporating our mutton busting slack. So at 5 o'clock, we'll be mutton busters starting. We're going to mutton bust 150 of them. We're going to qualify, for the rodeo, 48 of them. That'll actually run in the show. We're going to have veteran boots there doing line dancing in between mutton busting, and Jake Jacobson, which will be our headliner.
Uh-huh.
So the veteran boots, mutton busting going on, tri-tip sandwiches, and then at 8 o'clock we're going to have Jake Jacobson, who is a new up-and-comer out of Nevada. Listen to him on YouTube and get a feel for him.
He's really good. We'll have our producer
pull him up, and we'll play him on the way out.
Yeah, really good, and he's excited to come to Reading, and he's going to do a concert for us starting at 8 o'clock. So, a little different feel, but a lot of youth, family orientated. Bring the kids, you know.
We're going to line dance, and then we're going to do some two stepping.
Yeah,
but the mutton busting, and I've said this several times over the last week, is 150 kids,
mm-hmm.
the sheep, and when we opened the sign up, it was closed in 12 hours.
It was.
150
it was.
Kids in 12 hours, or families signed up their kids
yes.
to be able to ride.
And the beauty behind mutton busting is every one of those kids get a belt buckle, a mutton busting slack belt buckle.
Wow.
And that's, thank goodness, to Plumas Bank and Steve Roberts at Crown Motors.
Oh, thank you.
They're the ones that keep mutton busting free. And give these buckles to these kids.
Wow.
So that's a huge sponsorship to make it for these
Steve
kids.
Steve is somebody that supports the kids.
Everything.
And the veterans.
Everything.
Well, he supports a lot of other things, but kids and veterans are close to his heart.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And Plumas Bank is, you know, they came in and merged with Cornerstone.
Right.
And they want to be people's local banks.
Yep. So they're big.
And they're good people, too.
They are. Yeah.
That's the launch party.
Okay.
And that's going to be.
And tickets still on sale?
The tickets are still on sale for launch party. So
let me,
concert party thing, you don't pay to come in for the concert. When you come in, you're going to pay for a tri-tip sandwich meal. And if you don't want the tri-tip sandwich meal, they're going to kind of just guide you to the right, and then you're going to go around and watch mutton busting, and you can watch the concert. We're trying to offset the cost and make this thing free. The food part of it's probably obviously expensive. The concert is what it is, but we want this to launch our rodeo week off bigger and better than ever, and get the excitement going on Saturday night, and really get the youth down there, the families down there, and the old timers. That's the old folks down there, you know, just watching families enjoy themselves at the Reading Rodeo, you know, and that's what it's all about. So Monday, Special Kids Day.
Okay. Absolutely.
So Monday, Special Kids Day at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we give the rides, us and the Asphalt Cowboys, give rides to special needs children. Probably the most touching day of the year, let alone the week. We all love it. We'll be there with our red and yellow shirts on, and giving those kids the highlight of their year, and it's very special. Tuesday will be kind of an off day, and we're going to set up a lot of things for Slack. And then Wednesday is our Native American night with our friends at Rancheria.
Quickly tell people what Slack is.
Slack is the qualifying event for the time slot. So with breakaway, barrel racing, the timed events, bulldogging and roping, though we have so many entries that they qualify for the show – prior to the actual event each evening. So in the morning, about 9 o'clock, all the cowboys and cowgirls will come in and their selected events, and they'll qualify. They'll run their cattle or their bulldogs or their barrels, and they'll get their time, and the top times play in the show. They get to see if they go to the show. The rest of them go to the next rodeo. So every day that happens. Now they can stay the next day and see if they can qualify. It just depends on where they're at in their program. But I will tell the fans out there listening to the show that our cowboys this year and cowgirls this year are of the top of the top. They are, we have the Wright brothers coming out of Utah.
Oh, man.
Is this all of them? I heard, did I hear there's going to be like six of the Wright family?
There's going to be, we have six of them entered. Now, a lot of things change between now and next week, depending on a lot of stuff. But the Redding Rodeo is highly sought out and, in the California spring run is what they call it. So, you know, the Clovis, Red Bluff, Stony Ford last weekend, Auburn, and then they're going to roll up to Redding. They're going to go to Central Point, Oregon. They're going to start running into, you know, kind of the way the apple trees grow up into Washington and Oregon and Washington. So on Wednesday night, which is our Native American night, there's nothing else going on in California. But you got a bunch of cowboys running up and down the valley, you know, burning gas, wanting to make money.
Right.
So they enter in Redding. And you will come to the Redding Rodeo on Wednesday night and see probably 50 to 60% of these contestants will be at the NFR next year or was in the NFR last year. So if you follow rodeo, the stock from Bridwell is phenomenal. They bring their best of the best herd here to Redding. So if you're a big rodeo fan and you follow rodeo, this rodeo this year will have the best stock and the best contestants I think we've ever had.
Wow. I believe we have four contractors. Bridwell's is the lead
guy.
But what this means is they bring in their best stock, because if you have the more contractors you have,
right,
the chances are you're going to have better stock.
Right.
Because everybody's got, you know, they have to, if it's one contractor, they bring everything they have.
Right.
Well, this way you have the best stock, which means the best riders want to be there because they can get the best scores.
Right.
The Wright brothers, when we talk about them, for people who don't know, they're a family out of Utah. And Stetson Wright is the world champion all around and has been, except the year he was injured. And then his brothers are all bronc riders. And then he's got, I think, a cousin that's there or a brother-in-law. He's coming in.
Yeah.
And so when they talk about the Wright brothers, it's kind of like the, I don't want to say royalty, but it's kind of like the royalty of the PRCA.
Correct.
Because they've been around. Their father was a competitor. Their uncles were competitors. Yeah. So they bring in,
right,
crowds by themselves.
It was so fun watching all of the Wright brothers, and the NFR this year was just,
yes,
it was so exciting. You just never knew who was gonna.
I know.
The best of the best can fall. I mean, you just, it's real time, and
so,
you get to see it Wednesday night if there's tickets.
There is about 1,200 tickets left.
Okay.
For Wednesday night only.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I've been telling you, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is sold out. Wednesday, it's like 1,000 tickets left. ReddingRodeo.com. Don't go to these other places. They're more than happy to sell you the same ticket for four times the price. You can get it right off the Redding Rodeo's website. Go to tickets and reserve your seats. Get your tickets now.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
It's going to be sold out.
So a couple other things to drop on. Like last night, we had a pre-rodeo barrel racing from a local barrel racing club. The beginning of that, our junior drill team had a dress rehearsal. They're going to go and do a drill Thursday night before the rodeo, pre-rodeo, about 5:15. They were fabulous last night. It was heartwarming. We haven't had a drill team. Redding Rodeo used to be soaked with drill teams. Mm-hmm. The men, the women, the groups.
Yes,
I mean,
they won national awards.
And we
they
saw some of that, yes.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, the past 8 years there's been none. It's pre-COVID, they kind of fizzled, and then COVID just kind of washed them away. Well, Erin, my wife, runs the junior program, and she got Cassie, who is the drill master, and we have seven girls with their horses right now. I'm sure we're going to have more next year, because it was so heartwarming last night. For me, as the president, and all the things you do in the course of a year, to see our parking lot full of horse trailers, our kids with tears in their eyes, their parents and uncles watching them, and just the beauty of it all. That's what we do, what we do. And that's kind of the goal with me and in our lease plan, is to use this facility as much as year-round as we can possibly use it for these events and for other events in our community. That's the goal.
Well, Ted, you know, we got to take a break here. When we come back, I'd like to address the changes this year.
Okay.
That it may be kind of transparent to the crowds that come in, but it's all being done to make things easier for all of our spectators.
Right.
Okay. And we'll be right back.
Have you been loved on lately?
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Goods, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
That tank is full of diesel and that truck's already pointed out to drive. So baby, won't you kiss me like it's going out of style? Let your sweet lips leave a memory that'll last a million miles through the dust of Oklahoma and the Colorado rain. I'll be holding on to you here in my heart.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. That is
Jake Jacobson.
Jacobson, who's going to be the one that's entertaining on Saturday night at the Redding Rodeo launch party. And this is part of the opening for the rodeo with the launch party. 150 kids, mutton busting, yeah. Line dancing, starting at 5, and then Jake's going to start about, what, 8?
About 8.
About 8 o'clock after the mutton busting's finished, and, you know, people have eaten their, you know, you can come in, buy your sandwiches and all that, but if you just want to just be in there, that doesn't cost anything.
No, and if you're a country music fan, we've been, and I want to shout out to Angie and Rich with Mesa Productions. They've coached along the way with this whole process to get this Jake Jacobson here. And, you know, everybody always wants to bring the biggest and the best here initially, and that's a big haul. So with their coaching and recommendation, you know, Jake Jacobson was available. And Angie has said, and a lot of people in the country western lifestyle, if you want to be that person that says, I remember him at Redding when he was just starting out, come to the launch party because this kid is good. I call him a kid, but he is good. And he will be a star in the country music scene.
He's got a great voice. I like that song, too.
Great stories, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Ted, a lot of things, and we talked about right before the break, is that the Rodeo Association's been doing to make the experience better, but it could be just transparent to people. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, so what we're doing is we're going to be adding bleachers on the north end of the arena as soon as we figure out exactly how many we need and how much we can really afford, because as you know, a lot of things like that are exponentially expensive. So what we've done is the platforms that we've done, which are the private party platforms that you saw at the south end of the arena, a couple of those had some obscured views. So we took two of those and we moved them behind the roping chute, and then we tore the old wood bleachers down on the north end of the arena, and we have a small section of bleachers going in front, and then we're doing three platforms down there which are elevated so you can view the whole arena from start to finish. And those will be purchased by local companies and businesses for entertainment for their customers and employees and such. We've done really well with selling those this year. So what our balance is to make sure that we have enough opportunities for businesses and sponsors, but not washing away our everyday fan. We're probably the least expensive rodeo in the state as far as your ticket. You can get a grandstand ticket for Saturday night when available for, you know, around $30, $35.
Yeah.
Everybody says, oh, raise your prices. No, we're fine. Yes, costs have gone up, and we will have to, like anybody else, you know, bump things up to absorb some of those costs. But we're not going to, like, jump our tickets into the $45 and $50 range because we think we can. We're a community event for this community, in this community. Yes, we need to make funds to pay, you know, expenses.
For the next year.
And we need to, you know, make funds for improvements in our facility. That's where, speaking earlier about the Friends of the Redding Rodeo, if we can raise our funds separate than our, you know, our income and resources from just the rodeo, then we can keep our ticket prices affordable for the community. Our sponsors can have opportunity to be part of this great event every year, and we don't have to cut people out. And I've been doing the sponsors for about 6 years now. And I'll tell you, it's really enlightening to be able to work with the community on the sponsor level, and you really see how important this rodeo is to this community. Everybody wants to be a part of it. And my big deal is to make sure if you're sponsoring the rodeo, you get what you pay for.
You get your money's worth.
You get your money's worth. There's not really a return on investment line that you give them and say, here's your ROI. You just have to get a feel for this is the right thing to do for my business at this time. We have a full wraparound arena signs this year. I think the first time ever that our signs go completely all the way around the arena. A lot of those are part of sponsorships. A lot of those are individual signs. But it's beautiful to see, and it looks so good on the Cowboy Channel.
Yes.
So
it does.
If you watch the Cowboy Channel, watch Rodeo on the Cowboy Channel, flip the channels, check it out for a little bit, and then compare to the Reading Rodeo. And what Skip does with our facility and our sponsors do with our facility, it is the best of the best. It is awesome.
We're really proud of our rodeo here, and I think our town is really proud of it. More token booths, so there people won't be lines. I think there's going to be another, is there going to be like a beer facility up in the
there
south
There is.
End?
Where those platforms were last year, which are by where the bulls come out. We call it the stripping chute where they strip the riggins off of them.
Yeah.
We made that kind of a garden area, and it's going to be like a standing bar area. We don't come up with these ideas out of our hat. We go to other rodeos across the country.
They had that, yes. They
last
had
year
that,
at Pendleton,
Pendleton,
you saw the standing
bar
and it had a name. And,
and
if you're just a regular fan, you don't have to be in Rodeo Flats, which is still a popular area. You'll be able to go in this bar area, have an adult beverage or a regular beverage, and stand in this area and watch the rodeo in its entirety with your friends and relatives and have a good time. So a lot of people like to just come and socialize. And, oh, by the way, there's a rodeo going on. This is where you can do that if you're
We go to the rodeo until the dance starts, you know, at the end of the rodeo. That's one thing is I'll look and the stands are just packed.
Yeah.
Then I look over to where the party area is, and that's packed.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, where do those people go? I mean, where do they fit
they
in?
Hang
if all of
the
them
after...
ran into the stands, where do they all go?
Yeah, the after rodeo bar.
It obviously works.
Well,
lots of vendors this year, as usual.
Yes, we have a great stack of vendors. Our food court is Tom Brown and Brian have done a great job with our food court. Get there early. I'm going to just stress this for a second.
Please.
Parking is always, you know, a topic. And Eric Magrini, who is doing our parking coordinator, once again, a couple years ago, changed the traffic flow. And the traffic flow will take you around the Civic, and they'll funnel you into your parking area. In the Riverfront Pacific Plan, that's the way they have the parking plan. We're already doing that. Thank you very much for Eric's mindful thoughts with it. Get there early. They're going to shut the freeway down at 6:15, the off-ramp, getting off of 44 to the rodeo grounds. You will have to go into town, around Butte Street, and back over to the top if you don't get there before 6:15.
RABA. Let's talk about the RABA buses.
RABA buses are running special rodeo routes to Hilltop Drive. They're going to stop at Holiday Inn and C.R. Gibbs. And we're going to use the trolleys and the regular buses, and they will be at the RABA parking lot, the JCPenney parking lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to run loops around every 15, 20 minutes. They're going to be a RABA bus, and you will be prioritized, and they'll drop you off under the canopy at Civic. And you just walk over to your respective areas to the rodeo and not have to worry about parking or driving.
Doors open.
5 o'clock.
Okay.
Gates are open. People are lined up already.
Yep.
And there's everything possible that you can imagine. You can buy hats.
Yep.
And, merchandise. But that kind of, to me, is always secondary as to the enjoyment of the rodeo.
Right. You get there early, linger around, have some of them, you know, big old bucket of fries, you know. Oh, my gosh.
I see this. They take one potato, and it looks like it's the size of a basketball.
It grew. Yeah. It's like they put Miracle-Gro on it.
Ted, last thoughts.
Last thoughts, I'd like to invite everybody on Sunday for Rodeo Church.
Yes. Once again.
Big.
Rodeo Church is something that we never even dreamed would be as big as it is. And this year is going to be the same plus. So we're going to have Todd Pierce is going to be there breaking the horse again with his connection with his God. And then Chad Bushnell is going to be playing some of his Christian-based songs.
What time does that start?
That is gates open at 5 Sunday.
Okay.
And Todd is at 7. I just want to stress this again. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
This is a community event.
Last year, there were 7,000 people there.
Yes.
So you may want to get there a little bit early so you can get your seats.
One last thing. It is a non-denominational event.
Yeah.
There are 7 congregations that get together to put this event on for the community to give people the opportunity to see what the Lord can do for them.
Mm.
And it's fantastic.
Okay. Ted Bambino.
Thank you, Ted Bambino.
President of the Reading Rodeo Association.
Thank you, guys.
And we're going to have a lot of rodeo stuff here in the next 2 weeks.
Well, the next week. After the news, Reading Police Chief Brian Barner joins us. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
That China is deeply distressed over the war that's lasted more than 2 months. In a video of the meeting accessed by the AP, Wang says, "We believe that a comprehensive ceasefire is urgently needed, that a resumption of hostilities is not acceptable, and that it's particularly important to remain committed to dialogue and negotiations. It's the first time since the start of the war that Araghchi has travelled to China, whose close economic and political ties to Tehran give it a unique position of influence." I'm Charles DeLethesma.
Republicans wasting no time pursuing redistricting across the South.
This follows a high court ruling that affects majority African American congressional districts. South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and Louisiana are all considering changes. Republican leaders in South Carolina are targeting a district held by a longtime Black Democratic lawmaker. Alabama is debating legislation for a special congressional primary.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Word this morning of the death of Ted Turner, the founder of CNN and other business ventures both inside and outside the media, was 87 years old. Stocks higher on Wall Street. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Russia has fired dozens of drones at Ukraine, ignoring a unilateral ceasefire announced earlier by Kiev. Ukrainian officials reported the attacks today. The Russian Defense Ministry claims that Ukraine violated its own ceasefire, saying air defenses shot down 53 Ukrainian drones. Moscow had shown no sign of respecting Kiev's ceasefire, and hopes for a pause in hostilities remain low. Ukrainian President Zelensky announced the ceasefire after Russia said it would hold its own later this week. Ukraine's foreign minister criticizes Russia's actions, calls for stepped-up international pressure on Moscow. Head of the World Health Organization says that 3 suspected hantavirus cases have been evacuated from a cruise ship. The WHO director general says the health risk remains low, and the Dutch-flagged ship is stuck off Cape Verde, nearly 150 people on board. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Different towns have different ways of having fun and drawing visitors.
In Taiwan, you will find the community of Fanglin. City leaders there decided there had to be a way to draw people. While some cities have auto racing, horse racing, dog racing, not Fanglin. Nope, Fanglin has embraced snail racing. Boy, there's excitement. No word on if the snails have little teeny tiny jockeys on them. We did learn the first snail race got underway in 2023. And one of these days, officials hope one of the snails might win. Jason Walker reporting.
The price of a gallon of regular gasoline climbed just over 30 cents in the past week, spiking to an average of $4.53 per gallon this morning, according to AAA. That's up 50% since the war with Iran began. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 462 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 6th of May, 8:05 in the morning news, top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben. Oh, he's on the phone.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I have a Terry on with a quick announcement if you'd like to do that.
It's got to be quick after we do the weather. So hang on. So,
all right. National Beverage Day.
And the weather, Linda. You are here, right?
Yes, I am. Okay, 83 will be our highs today. If you're looking outside and you're seeing it's kind of overcast, it doesn't feel like that now, but we're going to have sunny with a higher near 83 tonight. Our overnight lows will be around 56. Thursday is calling for mostly sunny with a high of 85. Thursday night, overnight lows of 58. Friday is calling for 87. Saturday, 94. And Sunday, 95. Oh, my gosh. According to the forecast, on Monday, we're breaking triple, going to triple digits, 100. Tuesday, 101. So go out there and make it a great weekend. Enjoy today.
It's going to be a great rodeo weather because it's going to cool off in the evenings, and you got that wind off the river.
So there you go. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they always give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, Terry, okay, quickly, we have our guest here.
Yes, and I'm excited about your show tomorrow. I hope all the folks tune in. Mark Baird is going to be on talking with Carl about the Second Amendment court case, Baird versus Ponta, which is about constitutional carry and the latest on it. A great show. I'm excited for you, Carl. You and Mark have a lot in common, both being veterans. Thank you for your service and both of you served your country well, and Mark also has been a sheriff deputy, along with being the longest DC-10 pilot that's tenured in the world. And it's going to be a great show.
The DC-10, by the way, is
at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock. Now, the DC-10 pilot, he's a firefighter. That's what you're talking about.
He has more hours on a DC-10 than anybody else.
Dropping retardant out there and saving...
Yes, he is.
Saving lives, property, and all that. Okay,
you guys got a lot in common, so it'll be a great show, but it's going to be some breaking news, folks, on the Second Amendment, constitutional carry. Tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Carl and Linda Bott, have a great day, you too, and time for the swimming pool.
Thank you. Bye. Our guest today is Chief Brian Barner.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Brian. How are you doing,
Always
buddy?
Good to come in and see you and Linda.
You know what? It's a... When you took over as chief, you know, we used to see the chief most of the time, you know, before, which was great. But you started something that has spread to our other law enforcement agencies, and is that you brought in your department heads. And so people got to know who they were, one. And two, they got to know the nuts and bolts of the different departments you had. Everywhere from admin to patrol to... the 9/11 or the
Shastacom.
Yeah, Shastacom.
Shastacom, yeah. All those.
Yep.
And it's really kind of let people know that this is how it works. These are the people that are in charge of it. This is how they got there, because we talk about them and their career and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good to highlight the great men and women that we have at the Reading Police Department, especially in the leadership roles, and just how much goes on at the police department. You know, I think the general public thinks of the beat officer driving around in the patrol car, and there's just so much more to that keeps us going 24/7 every day. We never close. And so, yeah, we thank you for allowing us to bring in some different people. And I think you and the community, it kind of went along with the Citizen Academy. And just educating the public on what the police department does, and you know, getting more connection with their police department. Yeah, I think that's really important.
Well, the more people know the officers that are representing them out there on the street, the better it is. Reading's always had the reputation of supporting its law enforcement, but it's like anything, you earn that support.
Absolutely. And very, very supportive community we have for law enforcement and public safety in general, and we're very lucky to have that. But you know that we have to be careful with that too, and make sure that we keep that trust with our community, and because it can be broken. And so, you know, that's something we need to do every day.
Well, so what's the latest? I mean, I've seen Stephanie Bridget was on the other day. They had two murder trials going at the same time.
Yeah, both, Reading both PD keeps the DA's office busy.
Both were convicted. The amount of traffic they get is a direct result from what you all do. You and, well, Anderson and, you know, City of Shasta Lake Sheriff's Office. But you all, it's a never-ending job for your guys and girls out there.
Yes, men and women. And, you know, excellent job by our detective division, our patrol division on both those cases, went out on the initial calls and immediately made arrests, put together. Those are very complex cases to put together.
Yeah.
And to work with the DA's office to get successful prosecution for the community and for the family of the victims also. So that's
sometimes and it's unfortunate, but sometimes the victims end up getting victimized again, and in the sense of how things happen in courts, or the even when the person's found guilty, the victims are still living with that.
Yeah, forever. That's something that they'll never forget.
Yeah.
So it's we're sensitive to that at the police department, and you know, stay in contact with the families of victims, and the DA's office does a good job of staying in contact with the families during the court process, because it is frustrating, because it is a slow process. We are in California, and the California courts are very slow, and so it takes a long time for somebody to get all the way to being convicted and sent to prison where they belong for doing violent crime.
Sure. Are there more violent crimes, Brian? And you know what? I ask this question all the time, and I said, "Gosh, it seems like a lot of murders." And Reddy doesn't have a lot of murders. And Stephanie illuminated me or educated me. She says, "No, we average." She says, 10 a year.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's less, sometimes it's 10.
Yes,
but overall, is that consistent?
I mean, we want the number to be zero, obviously.
Oh yeah.
So you know, any death, any homicide is not acceptable, and so we strive for zero. But we average four. I think at our high 2 years ago, we had 7 or 8, and that was, you know, that was being talked about of, you know, man, we've a lot of homicides. And but if you look at other communities and then you start digging into the cases, and a lot of them are they're known. It's not random acts of violence. The victim and the suspect know each other. And so I think we have, personally living here, you know, my whole life, and I think we have a very safe community. I do not think we have a lot of violent crime here. The main complaints that I hear in our community are the quality of life issues that people see, which are very low level crimes, and so that's
That's frustrating for the community, frustrating as a police chief and for our police department, because in California, those people aren't held accountable for those low-level crimes anymore. Sheriff Johnson, the jail's full. He has capacity in AB 109. Now he's holding people that should be in prison. So it's really hard to you know, hold those low-level crime people accountable. Yeah. We arrest the same people over and over and over. And you know that. We've talked about that many times.
You know, 7 or 8 times they get arrested. Yeah. We're here with Chief Brian Barner from Redding Police Department. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Mm-hmm. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design. A great selection of jewelry. You can hop in here, honey, because
absolutely.
This is...
Absolutely. I'm going there today. Going there today, absolutely, because they were big sponsors for a wonderful Concho Belt for Chicks and Chaps, which happened over the weekend. And I want to go take them a couple rodeo tickets because they deserve. They've done so much for our community. But, I mean, really, you go in there, and like I said, it's a family-owned business. They're so sincere and honest where you can have your jewelry evaluated, fixed. We always say, I say, ladies, if you've got prongs on your diamonds, you just like you get your tires rotated, go get your prongs checked. You'd hate to look down and see that your stone is missing because you didn't take care of your prongs. So that's my big takeaway today. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Go to give them a call. In the North State 4 years in a row.
Or give them a call at 222-2750.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader, no one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-wrenching rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor, District 1.
Everybody calls to say liars.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctors' offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Rodeo week is on us, and so many things happening. And our guest today is Chief Brian Barner of the Redding Police Department. And Brian, the rodeo. I see lots of officers there.
Yep, good time.
Some of them are wearing Levi's.
Yep.
Some of them are even wearing cowboy hats.
Signed off the memo yesterday that went out for to authorize cowboy boots, jeans, and cowboy hats for rodeo week.
Love it.
There you go.
So we'll start Friday night downtown this Friday.
Yeah. They have that's Asphalt Cowboys big street dance.
Yep. So that'll be really fun down there with the new stage and the new marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll roll right into the
launch party.
The launch party Saturday night. We'll have a couple officers for that. And
is there more problems during the rodeo? I mean, from your perspective.
No. Obviously we have to be prepared. So
you have a good presence.
We have a pretty good presence there. Again, it's this year we didn't order anybody to work overtime. It was all voluntary sign up. So the officers enjoy working it. It's a fun event.
They're volunteering?
Well, they're getting paid. Not volunteering. In that state.
Yeah.
But we have certain spots that need to be filled, and if they don't get filled, then we go to a mandatory.
Right.
So you'll be assigned mandatory overtime.
Yeah.
So everybody signed up for the overtime, which shows that it's an event that our staff enjoys working. And if you can wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, that's pretty good duty. Usually, the exit plan, getting everybody out of there. So we need the officers will kind of rotate from internal to going out and getting everybody home. And then also, taking care of the people that are doing the after parties. And it's going to be warm weather. There's going to be some drinking going on. There's always a few issues that we have to take care of.
I'm shocked. Drinking going on at the rodeo?
But the red shirts do a great job, the rodeo association taking care of problems. So, we're kind of a last resort. Usually the red shirts can come in and take care of issues. But we always have a few little fights and things like that that we have to take care of.
But when you think about that many people and not really that much problem, well, I think it's because of the event. Now, a lot of people hang after the last bull is ridden. They're there to dance. And, I'm not even sure what time it shuts down, midnight or something like that.
Yeah, last booze, midnight.
Midnight.
And the officers working all night, they know exactly when it's shutting down.
Yeah.
By midnight, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
And so we, in rodeo style, we kind of get a little line going and herd everybody out.
Well, the other thing that always amazes me every year, everybody comes and goes, oh, gosh, the parking is thousands of cars. It is. But because we stay later, of course, being part of the rodeo association, taking care of things. So I'm like 30, 40, 50 minutes after the last bull's ridden. It's empty.
Yep.
I mean, that place empties, and it is just a, if you don't want to go in this lane, well, Redding's not that big.
Yep.
So you can go this lane, and guess what? You're going to find your way back.
Yeah. I've done it for many, many years, and with traffic and motors, and it's always we have it down pretty good on getting people out of there. Just be patient, and like you said, I do the same when I go to the rodeo. I wait 30 minutes and
there's
drive
no
right out.
Yeah. There's no waiting.
And if you end up in the lane that goes into downtown Redding, and you need to go east, it's okay. You just go in at East Street and
take a left
and make a left and a left, and you're westbound on 40 or eastbound on 44. So
there you go.
But yeah, people, we always have a few lose their mind because they're in the wrong lane and have to go the wrong way.
I have to change it. No, you don't. What about Cool April Nights?
It went great. We did. We kind of last minute threw the entertainment zone in for the few hours over on Hilltop, which was good for the businesses. But I believe it was record crowd. I know that they capped
record number of
cars.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
record
that's
number
so
of
exciting.
Cars. They could have added more easily. They said
they could have, but the problem is the cruise route. So that's 2,000. I did one lap in my car for the cruise, and it took 45 minutes.
Oh,
so
whoa.
I don't think we ever went over 5 miles an hour, and working the clutch that long, my legs were sore the next day. But yeah, it's 2,000 is pushing it for that because a lot of cars were overheating and you want to keep them moving. And, we've looked at expanding that out up to, to cut over maybe up towards Browning.
Yeah.
Just to open that up a little bit more so you could get some more cars in there. But that'll be a conversation for down the road.
How about around California, up Pine, in that way.
Old downtown cruise.
Yeah.
You could do
it.
You could put about 500 cars there.
Oh, is that all?
So that's why so when I was in traffic, as a motor officer, Cool April Nights was my event.
Yeah.
And that was actually, the year that we moved over to Hilltop. And that was the reason they wanted to expand to more cars.
You couldn't put,
there's no way.
You could put more in.
I mean, what you have downtown here is about the same distance of just Hilltop.
Yeah. Okay.
For the whole loop. So, yeah, you wouldn't be able to put, it would be great to put it downtown, but it would just be really difficult. You wouldn't be able to put too many cars in there. It would be gridlock.
When you think about it, 2,000 cars. That's.
Yeah, great event.
It is a great event.
A little bit of rain earlier in the week, but I think Wednesday afternoon it was good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the car show. I was down for the car show. It was packed.
Yeah.
And just a lot of beautiful cars, a lot of people coming in from out of town, and very few. The drags were packed. We had some officers out working the drags. And so, yeah, just a great weekend all the way around for the city, and no issues at the police department level. So that's a win. So we're gonna carry that momentum into rodeo week.
Yes.
There you go. And you know what? It's good for our community two ways. It brings a lot of people here that maybe have not seen Redding before. But the other thing, too, is, and not to be mercenary about it, it brings a lot of money into our town, Calipo Nights and the Redding Rodeo. And that can't be, and that can't be just dismissed.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of tax dollars that we need.
Yep, absolutely. And now, between Calipo Nights and you run into the rodeo, and then we have the Iron Man coming up. They did a presentation at council last week. That's gonna be a big event.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Been founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them in 2007 when I moved here and never gone anyplace else. It's not a hair salon like Linda goes to. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop, and I like it for a variety of reasons. One, I've never had a bad haircut. But the other is I can set up an appointment so it works on my schedule. Two different ways. I can call them at 530-244-9478. Or I can go online to Booksy and say Cypress Square Barbershop and set up a day, time. It sends me back a confirmation email and reminds me that day with another email or text. I've got a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Chief Brian Barner.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Redding 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Francisca. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Bobkin by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be the only hospital in Redding to earn 4 consecutive A grades from the Leap Prog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda and I are here with Chief Brian Barner, who will be stepping down here pretty soon.
Yeah, coming up pretty quick. Actually, time's flying by. I can't believe it's already first week of May.
Well, you're going to be back next month, and that's great.
Yeah.
And so what are some of the challenges you see in the coming years?
Budget's huge. Huge
budget.
You know,
yeah.
I think everybody realizes that right now, not just the police department, but the city and the county. And, you know, staffing. When I took over as chief, we had 122 police officers. Everybody was off field training. We had all of our specialty units filled, and we were rocking and rolling. And I think the community saw that with the, like we talked about, the quality of life issues. We had park rangers in the parks on the river trail. We had the boat out on the river cleaning up transient camps. The fly shop guys were so happy. And the downtown bike team we had
going. The guys weren't having to swing their boats around.
Yeah.
So they didn't see people defecating in
with
the river.
With their clients fly fishing from out of the area. And so now we're down to, we have 114 allocated positions, but a lot of those are grant funded, and we have some funding from ARPA that's going to be drying up here in the next couple months to a year. And so, you know, we just have to be careful with that, make sure we don't get to layoffs. That's the job of the chief and the captains, to make sure that we are planning ahead. But we're down to, we have about 105 on the street right now.
Can you explain to us ARPA?
It's COVID money.
The COVID money that came through.
And so that was a decision made by council and city manager Tippin at that time, was they put that towards the park rangers and the downtown bike team. So that funded those officer positions. But that funding We're going to be out of that in spring of 27. So okay. That's four officer positions.
Well, you went from 122, which is probably the most you've ever had.
Yes.
To 100, you said 105.
Now. Yeah, we have 105. We have three in the academy right now that will be coming out this summer. And
but you also have people retiring and all that.
Yeah, and so you know that's the Ouija board of who can we hire, and we just want to be really careful with the budget. And I was here in 2008 with Pete Hansen as chief, yeah. And layoffs and pink slips, and my goal as chief is never to get to that point. And being able to
hang on for another month.
That's right. Got to hang on for a little bit. Almost there. But yeah, it's keeping our CSOs, our community service officers. In 2008, we cut all of our CSOs.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You know, they just are vital to keeping our patrol officers out there being proactive. And, you know, if we want to continue as a proactive agency, we need to keep our community service officers.
As opposed to a reactive agency, and nobody wants to do that. Because we're just reacting to everything instead of being in front of it.
And that's the benefit of being here in 2008 and going through that. I was a corporal and soon after a sergeant, so I was at the patrol level. But just seeing the impact of cutting the community service officers and having that experience to what we're going through right now and trying to figure out other ways to solve our budget issues and you know, looking at attrition, looking at some middle management positions that maybe we can make some adjustments to, and keeping those community service officers and keeping officers on the street.
Now, the post, is it post? Not post, the... With people that help with the mental that work.
Crisis Intervention Response Team.
CERT. Yes. CERT.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking post. Okay, the CERT teams. There's still a CERT team out, right?
Yeah, so we had four, and now we're down to two.
Okay.
We get mental health. We have that worker every once in a while. She's out with our officers. It's definitely not what it used to be. And I worry about that unit moving forward because, you know, the police department, our primary function is responding to calls for service. Bike team, neighborhood police unit, crisis intervention, park rangers, those are all nice to haves.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary function is to respond to 911 calls. And so we need to make sure patrol is number one and keeping our patrol staff filled. And so there'll be some difficult decisions coming in the future when budget issues continue and some of those grant dollars and
start drying up.
Yep. And so that's where the chief and the captains make the big bucks with the city manager and city council. So we have a plan. We have all of the lieutenants and captains just worked on an exercise on, you know, some different dollar amounts and ideas of what we can do for our budget. And, you know, we'll have to look at service. And we pride ourselves on being a full-service police department. But you can only do so much. And when staffing gets cut, that's when you have to start looking at, you know, what can and can't we do? But patrol is number one.
That's what I was going to say. It's the boots on the ground out there. That's always the primary.
But the community loves the downtown bike team.
They love crisis intervention.
They love the park rangers. So we don't have park rangers right now, and I feel it. I feel the calls from the community in our parks and on the river trail and our open spaces. The camps that we have, I think everybody sees the influx of the quality of life issues are starting to creep back in. And
I see where you guys go down there and you collect 87 tons. I guess, you know, I'm exaggerating, out of one camp.
Yep.
But I've seen the videos that you've taken down there, and I keep thinking, I said, you know, my gosh, I mean. This is in several places. I mean the total amount of garbage that's just left there, and then they go, you know, how did they accumulate? They being homeless people who are living out there. How do they accumulate that much?
Yeah.
Where do they get it from?
It's so
is stuff
so
being
much.
Given to them?
Oh yes, yeah. You can,
obviously.
If you're down at the library, down at City Hall, you can sit and there's people that are pulling up and they're trying to help people out. And,
yes.
And,
yeah.
You know, the mission
effort,
and
yeah.
Some of the other nonprofits that we have out here in the community are there to help. And you're right. Like they'll have a tent, a sleeping bag, and they'll have a new one the next day if we go in and clean up camps. And so, yeah, we need to continue to work on solutions for that. It's not the police department. The police department is just one prong of that. Mental health, the jail, the DA's office, the courts, holding people accountable. That's huge. You know, retail theft problems that we have, you have to hold those people accountable. And, you know, you look at our Facebook page, you look at our social media, you know, Jimmy's been arrested 33 times. Like when do we hold somebody accountable? Think about the resources and the just in the police department.
How much is that? How much is Jimmy? And that's just 33 is not an exaggeration. So, how much has Jimmy cost we the taxpayers?
Yeah, 100%.
In 33 times that he continually gets, because he's stealing things.
Because it's not only the officer that's doing the arrest. The officer then takes him to the jail. Most of the times they need to be medically cleared because they're using drugs. So now you have to go to the hospital. Now you're taking an ER bed, taking him back to the jail. The jail has to process. The reports have to go to our record staff, then goes to the DA's office, then to the court. It just, they clog
and then they don't
that
show
system
up. And then they don't show up.
And then they have to issue a warrant. And so then our officer arrests them for the warrant.
I would really like to see, and I know you don't have time for this, really like to see, so people can see how much that one guy or girl cost us when they say, and you've got probably plenty of them that are 10 times, I would imagine, that 10-time offender, what it really cost the people.
Yeah, we had, and you probably remember the Chronic Offender Program.
Yeah.
That was going around for a while. It kind of has slowed down a little bit just because of jail bed space.
Yeah.
But we, the police department, Reading PD only had 3 beds. But that was for a chronic offender, somebody that we dealt with. Yeah. The officers would recommend Jimmy. Jimmy we're dealing with all the time.
Yeah.
It was the jail, the courts, and the DA. We had an agreement that they would hold them. They'd go to court. They would sentence immediately. And hold that person. And so it was a good program. We need about 28 beds because if you look at our chronic offenders that we have, there's
and it's
20
low
people.
Level. It's low level too. Why don't you just rent a house?
Yeah, very low level.
And just put them in there. And hire security guards. In Anderson. Yeah.
Yeah. And right. we get a lot of, you know, there's a few out there, and you know, they're like, well, why doesn't Reading PD do what some of the other communities do around us as far as they're homeless? Well, if I work in Anderson as a police officer, I'm going to arrest somebody for whatever I can, and I'm going to take them to the Shasta County Jail downtown, who then releases that person into downtown Reading. Yeah. And now they're a Reading problem.
Yeah.
So if we were able to do that, it'd be great. But we just have the revolving door here in unfortunately
and
it's in
not,
downtown
and,
Reading.
And you're not at all blaming the sheriff or anything like that.
No, absolutely
it's
not.
It's just the numbers again. Okay, we're here with Chief Brian Barnard. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With 3 separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fee. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay is glowing wild, and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast stations with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Somebody called about tickets, and we haven't even given any away, but that reminded us.
Oh my
God. Have two Glowing Wild tickets to give away right now.
I guess if you call back. Because it caught us off guard.
Anyway, we have two Glowing Wild. They're good for any day that Glowing Wild is going, which goes to June 27th.
Oh, my gosh, it's so great.
There's 7 days you can't use it, but it's on the tickets, and they're good for any time. Two tickets for the first caller at 530-605-4567.
I'm going to pull those right now.
And we're pulling them right now just for you. 605-4567. Okay, our guest is Redding Police Chief Brian Barner, who'll be... hanging it up.
Not too far.
Not too far away.
Not too far.
We talked about the in the future here, and the budget is going to be such a huge thing.
Yeah.
Is there any way technology can help offset?
Yeah, AI is going to be moving into the future. Yeah. AI is going to be a big thing. So, whether that's police department or, city and... Yeah. Total, but there's AI report writing that is out there. There's AI.
I'm thinking is report writing takes a long time. for an officer?
Yes.
And is there a way that
it's already there?
Is it there?
Yeah,
already?
It's there. Okay. Where there's some companies off of Bodycam that will they have software that will use AI and write the report off of the body cam, and the officer checks it and submits it. Of course, that has to go through the court processes and everything else right now. It's fairly new, but there are departments that are using that.
I imagine the officer needs to go through that pretty closely.
Yeah, and if you look at, then that obviously would reduce down the numbers that you need for your record staff. Mm-hmm. AI, I think, with dispatching and 911 calls will be something that you'll see in the future. That's already starting. So technology will definitely have an impact moving forward, just as it has. If you look at through my career, I started with a pad of paper and a map light, and we wrote down everything. Before me, they didn't even have radios in the cars, and the blue light went off on the box, and you pulled up and got your call, and off you went. And so, technology just keeps changing.
Did you have a key for the wasn't it just like a police? Was it a police box?
Yes.
Kind of thing like you see in the old movies?
Yes, and they were strategically placed around.
Yeah.
I think there's still one across the street over in the museum over in the old city hall across the street from you.
Well, the jail's over there.
Yeah, and I know the fire department has Station 1 right here on the corner. They have a lot of that, the old call boxes that they used to have for receiving calls. Pretty neat history there. But now you look at how dispatching is done and GPS on in handheld radios and on cars, and technology's huge.
Yeah, obviously. Well,
but it's expensive.
We call tooth to tail. How many people it takes to put, infantry marine on the ground? Do you have you have obviously the same thing. It's probably you have a lot less tail.
Yes.
Than we do in the military. And they say something's like 20 to 1 or something. It could be less. But I imagine you've got, 3 or 4 to 1 or not. I mean, how big is the department?
So total, depending on, some of our part-time staff, anywhere right around 170.
Oh, is that all? So you've got
total.
You've got a real lean tail. Part.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, I would say that. Yeah, and so that's when you get in times like this, trying to figure out, where do you cut more?
Yeah.
And the problem is, if you do, then you have to cut services, and it's difficult when we did have the 122, because the community got to see what that service was like, and reducing that down, it's difficult to do in the community. It's difficult as a police chief to not be able to provide that service that we did with the 122. Because the community deserves that, and the benefits of having those special units, having a full staff detective division that are out there, the shooting we had last week, and having detectives available, and we talked about the homicide trials, that takes a detective. The whole division pretty much is testifying in those trials, but there's a detective that's assigned to that trial the entire time, and those are weeks. We have another trial starting next week, and one of our detectives will be in there. They think until June. So multiple weeks of losing that person to trial. So those are long, complex cases, and they eat up our staffing pretty quick.
Well, what is it? Somebody asked me when I was running this huge program. They said, can you get this done? I said, sure. You give me – yeah, I can make time if you give me enough money and people.
Yeah.
I can do anything. And so that's what it comes down to.
Well, you talk
enough
about
money
the,
and people. Money equals people.
You talk about the camps. If we had the people, all of these locations throughout the city, and we know where the main parts are for main locations that the camps are at. If we had the staffing to have somebody there every day, it'd be great. But we don't. We go in and do a cleanup. They move, and we're on to the next one, and then get that one cleaned up, and
a month later you go back to the first one.
It's herding cats is what I call it.
And unfortunately the cats leave tons of debris.
They do.
And they don't use their cat boxes. Unfortunately. Well, Brian, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. And always a pleasure to be with you.
We appreciate you so much.
We know we'll probably be seeing you at the rodeo.
Yes,
and,
we will.
Next week, and I know we'll be seeing the officers there.
Will you be out Monday for Special Needs Day?
Yes, I will.
I'll be there.
Yep,
Ziggy and I will be there. Ziggy's going to come and make an appearance.
Aww.
Ziggy your horse.
Ziggy the horse.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we thought about bringing our horse. I'm almost 99% positive, but I'm going to be, you know, working with, you know, there. And it's, you know, then I'd have to be bringing her there and taking her back. So I know Exodus Farms is showing up with a bunch of their animals.
Yeah, it always is good. Sheriff Johnson
is,
and
yeah,
and
it, I mean, the public's not invited for a reason. Is that we're going to have like 250 kids, I heard.
This busy. Time.
Yeah, we couldn't do it last year because of the rain. And couldn't get it rescheduled. So
it was raining last year, and it'll be, Linda, you said 101? 101 on Monday?
On Monday, looks like it's going to be 100.
100 degrees.
On Tuesday, 101.
Okay.
And but we'll be
give or take it a degree or two. Who cares,
we'll
right?
We'll be finished by
but
noon.
But it's early in the morning, so.
Yeah.
So 101 for the bank robbery.
Yep.
should we cover the bank robbery that if in the community, if you hear Tuesday morning, it's the
gunshots.
Yeah, the gunshots going off. It's a tradition that's been going on for many, many years in Reading. And Reading Rodeo, it kicks off the week, so.
Yeah. And Carl slept with the bank robber. Didn't even know it.
Never even told me. Had no idea that she was a felon.
Yep.
So.
She's sneaky, that Linda.
Well, Brian, thanks a lot, Chief Brian Barner.
Yeah.
And Reading Police Department. We'll see you next month. And everybody, have a great day tomorrow. Mark Baird. And, gosh, who's my 7 o'clock dust? It's another big one. So have a wonderful day. And we will. And God bless America.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.